Welcome to Tampa Bay FM's Synergy Connection, where life as you currently live it can be transformed into the life you've always dreamed of. Understanding your synergistic connections is the pathway to your emotional, physical, spiritual, and mental wellness. Let's begin connecting the dots. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Synergy Connection Show for October the 25th. And I'll say Happy Halloween early because next Thursday it will already be the 1st of November. We probably need to do a little recapping from last week's show to bring any new listeners up to speed. I had explained what chakras were and that we have an endocrine organ as well as other organs within our six chakras that are inside of our body. If you recall, the word chakra means wheel, and there are seven of them that are well known. The five that are above the crown chakra are connected to spirit. So if your chakras are balanced, the organs within those chakras are most likely functioning quite well. However, if any of your chakras are out of balance, the organs located there are probably struggling to keep you healthy. The openness or the flow of our energy through each one of our chakras determines our state of health or the lack of it. Another interesting fact is that in order for us to become in harmony with our physical and spiritual self, the lower three chakras have to be balanced with the upper three chakras. And that isn't always an easy thing to do. Now, the crown chakra is outside of our physical body, and it does open us to those final five that move us towards what is called divine energy. So, since we only got through the first two last week, let's start back at the root chakra, which is the very first one, and it's located at the base of the spine. The color here is red, and that's symbolic because this is your energy for life. It gives you the energy to do what you need to do. The stones that are used for balancing this particular chakra are garnets, black tourmaline, red jasper, or hematite. And a lot of people may have garnet jewelry, and this is excellent to wear to kind of keep you grounded. This particular chakra is associated with survival. It's also your stability in life, your ability to trust other people, and a desire to be part of this world. The spiritual lesson here is to become one with Mother Earth. Now, the organs that are in the root chakra that may give you some issues, and that would tell you that this particular chakra is maybe not totally open, are your spine, your feet, legs, hips, your colon, and any of the external sexual organs. So any disruptions that took place in early childhood could cause problems here. And by that I mean, like, if you were a preemie and you were born and had to stay at the neonatal unit maybe for several weeks, in some cases even a month or more, that definitely is going to impact the root chakra later in life. Abandonment by parents, any type of abuse, it could be sexual, emotional, or physical. And then major illnesses that happen to children. Also childhood surgeries that were rather complicated. All of these will affect this root chakra. How to balance it? Well, meditation, we've talked about this in the past. Also using affirming statements such as, I am safe. Looking at your diet, the root chakra being red, any red foods, it could be red peppers, it could be different kinds of red fruits. The ruby red grapefruit works well. Having raspberries in your diet, strawberries in your diet, wild salmon in your diet. Reiki treatments also help because Reiki energy goes where it is most needed. Doing yoga, going out and walking around barefoot in the grass, hugging trees. And if necessary, because of the type of trauma that was done, psychotherapy might be needed. The second chakra is located right below the navel. So if you take your fingers and go two or three fingers from your belly button, that's where the sacral chakra is. The color here is orange. And so stones that you can use to carry with you to help with the grounding into the sacral are carnelian and orange calcite. Those are two really good ones, but don't put them in your bedroom at night because they have to do with taking action, you know, so there's energy involved. The spiritual lesson here is honoring all relationships and learning how to let go. The body parts that are ruled by the sacral are your hips, lower back, internal sexual organs, your kidney or kidneys, the bladder, the pancreas. And so if you have ever had a diagnosis with problems in these areas, it may very much be related to the fact that the sacral chakra is not flowing completely. And so there's stagnant energy that's building up there. Our unfiltered emotions are here in the sacral, and that mostly refers to sexual energy and creativity. Ideally, this particular chakra is going to help us maintain that yin-yang balance that I've spoken about in the past. And it also has to do with honoring all of your relationships. So any relationship that you have, whether it be with a coworker, a family member, your spouse, any type of relationship has to do with opening your consciousness. Now, health problems that can show up here might be reproductive issues, could be aggression, could be low back pain. All of those can show up. An underdeveloped sacral. For many people, it means that they might be unapproachable. They have their guard up all the time. So that's something to kind of look for. If it's overdeveloped, you might be too attached to people and need them too much in your life to make you feel like you're whole. The way you're going to balance your sacral is, again, using Reiki energy. Another one, though, is practicing gratitude. If you write down three things that you are grateful for each and every day at the end of your day, it will help to balance this particular chakra. Also, staying active. Walking, swimming, bicycling, whatever you like to do, but stay active. Don't be a couch potato. An affirmation that you can use here might be, I feel whole and complete. And foods that help balance the sacral are fish that's rich in omega-3s, nuts, any kind of seed like flax, poppy seed, pumpkin seeds, coconuts, orange foods. And there's a whole list of orange foods that you can choose from. Carrots, sweet potatoes, peaches, apricots. That's just naming a few. So find some orange foods that you like. So now we're going to move to the third chakra, and that's the solar plexus. And you've heard people say in the past, maybe if they were playing, that they got hit in the solar plexus, and it kind of knocks the air out of them. So it is located between the bottom of your rib cage and your navel, right where you might get hit. Stones that you can use here are tiger eye and yellow jasper, and the color is yellow. So the spiritual lesson is learning to accept your place in the world. The solar plexus is all about self. So now we've looked at the lower one, the root, and that's giving you energy. The second one up, you know, was the sacral, and that's so that you have energy to take action. And now you're moving into you, so you're taking action for yourself, just so you kind of have that stepping stone. The body parts that are ruled by that solar plexus are your adrenals, your digestive system, the liver, and the spleen. So this is our center of personal power. And when it's balanced, you have the ability to stay on your path, whatever your personal path is. But if it's not balanced, then you can have gallbladder problems. You can have what's called adrenal gland fatigue. you can have kidney issues, and you can have problems with your small intestine. So if this chakra is blocked, the way it's going to show up is like if you become diabetic, or if you have constant indigestion, or if you have some sort of adrenal organ illness, and you can also become hypoglycemic. So those are very common problems with people that have the solar plexus chakra blocked. So it's nearly impossible for this type of person, if you've got a blocked chakra here, to relax. They are always feeling a sense of personal discontent, and so they're constantly moving and doing. If the solar plexus is overly developed, you might see aggression. You might see a person that blames others very easily. They never want to take personal responsibility. They can be manipulative, and they can be incredibly stubborn. If this chakra is underdeveloped, then their self-esteem is going to be lower. They might be passive. They probably have poor self-discipline, and definitely they're going to have digestion issues. So to balance the solar plexus, make a list of 3 to 5 things that you want to accomplish during your lifetime, not just tomorrow, but, you know, an entire lifetime, kind of like your bucket list of things you want to do. And then pick the one that is the easiest and start working on that. Don't overwhelm yourself with, oh my gosh, I've got all of this I need to do and I don't have the time. So, you know, pick something that's reasonably easy and start working on it. You can also use a citrus essential oil, and this would be like aromatherapy. And you can learn to listen to your gut, follow your intuition, because your gut will never lead you wrong. The affirmation you could use here would be, my intention will guide me. My intuition will help me get where I want to go. All right, the fourth chakra is the heart chakra. And obviously right in the center of your chest. The color is green. And now we're going to start using some other types of stones. Rose quartz you can keep in the bedroom. I have a big hunk of it in my bedroom. You can use peridot. They're little pretty green stones. And they are for caregivers. So a lot of people will carry a peridot, or they'll wear a peridot ring, maybe a necklace. The spiritual lessons here are to learn compassion, unconditional love, and forgiveness. And this means self-forgiveness as well as forgiveness of others. And if you remember a couple of weeks ago, we looked at the Hawaiian method of Ho'oponopono as a way to do forgiveness. The body parts that are ruled by the heart chakra obviously are going to be in the chest area, the heart, the lungs, the circulatory system. Also your shoulders. A lot of people carry tension in their shoulders and their upper back. The organ that's involved here is the thymus. So the chakra, because it's related to love and understanding that love is divine, it represents the element air. And air spreads and energizes. So think about when you fall in love with somebody. You become swept up kind of in that energy. This is a time when you are going to need to keep going back and grounding yourself, because there's a tendency to live in the heart, the throat, and the third eye when we're heavily involved in love. An overly developed heart chakra may show up as a person who has trouble saying no. And I suspect that all of you know people who just never can say no to anybody. There may be a tendency also for them to be very hard on themselves. An underdeveloped heart chakra can present itself as a person who doesn't trust and maybe has no compassion. So you may know somebody that fits that description as well. Health issues for the heart chakra would be heart disease, high blood pressure, upper back problems. The other one was lower, so this is now upper. Asthma, because it involves the lungs. Poor circulation, low energy. And quite often people that have a blocked heart chakra will end up with breast cancer. A way to keep the heart chakra balanced is hugging. And I think a long time ago, it was like 12 hugs to thrive. So we all need to hug each other. We need to hug our children, hug our pets. Spend time with animals. Animals provide unconditional love. Listen to love songs. Give somebody flowers. List the things in your life that you are grateful for. So gratitude, again, is showing up. Choosing to let go of things that no longer serve you. And we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. Buddha may have said it best, holding on to anger is like grasping a hot coal with the intent of throwing it at someone. You're the one who gets burned. So we need to learn how to let go of things that are holding us back. The fifth chakra is the throat chakra. And it's located at the base of the throat. So kind of below your Adam's apple if you're a male that has a protruding one. But just where that little kind of U indentation place is, that's where the throat chakra is. And the color is green. And stones that work very well with the throat chakra are turquoise and blue calcite. The spiritual lesson here is to learn to take responsibility and speak for yourself. And the body parts that are ruled by this chakra are, of course, the throat, the neck, thyroid, vocal cords, ears, and trachea. So if there are issues in any of these areas, it's probably, at least in part, because the throat chakra is blocked. And so often we keep our thoughts to ourselves. We don't know how to share, or we're afraid that if we do share, that we're going to receive criticism, or you know, somebody's going to argue with us. And so we just keep our thoughts inside, but then it does damage to those internal organs. The throat chakra governs your higher communication. It's also associated with listening to our own intuition and guidance. So a question you might want to ask yourself is, are you listening to yourself? And I would wager to say that most of us don't. An underdeveloped throat chakra will show up as a person who cannot express themselves. You've heard people say the words kind of catch in my throat. That's symbolic of the throat chakra not functioning the way it should. An overly developed one reveals itself as a person who can't stop talking and has problems listening to others. Health challenges here are chronic sore throats, dental problems, ear and hearing difficulties, and chronic neck pain. And I always think this is kind of funny because you've heard people describe somebody as a pain in the neck. And, you know, maybe that's where this is coming from, is their throat chakra, is they're looking at other people who are also maybe having difficulties with this particular chakra. Balancing this one is, you could do drawing, you could write. Actually, you can sing, and a lot of people like to sing in the shower, or they like to sing in general. So this is a good way to balance the throat chakra. You could journal what you might like to say. You could wear the color blue in either clothing or jewelry, and you can speak your truth with love. Again, Buddha has a saying that I really do like, and that is it true? Is it necessary? And is it kind? And quite often we say things that are none of those. It might not be true. Certainly we're in a political climate today where we see that happening. Is it necessary? A lot of times it isn't. And for goodness sakes, you know, let's try and keep everything we say kind. The sixth chakra is the third eye, and it's located in the middle of the forehead. So if you go right above the bridge of your nose into the middle of your forehead, that's where the third eye is. And the color here is indigo. The stones to use for balancing might be one that's called lapis lazuli. It's a beautiful, like a royal blue. Sapphires are also very good for balancing this chakra. The body parts that are ruled by the third eye go back again to the ears, the eyes, but this time we have a gland called the pineal gland. And we also have the parasympathetic nerves. The spiritual lesson for this chakra is learning to listen to the ultimate truth, because that's coming through your intuition. This area also controls your imagination and the ability to visualize. So sometimes when we have difficulty visualizing what something would look like, it may be because this area isn't fully developed. If the chakra is balanced, you're able to focus, and you also have a strong sense of intuition. Your psychic abilities come from this area, and you're able to communicate with your spirit guides or even angels, those of us who believe that we have angelic beings that walk with us. If it is overdeveloped and not in balance, you can be an endless planner, but you'll get nothing accomplished. If it's underdeveloped, you may act without thinking, and you may be forgetful. Health problems here are headaches, dizziness, poor memory, moodiness, and ways to keep this one in balance is to listen to your gut or your intuition again. Meditate. We have a lot of these different chakras that balance themselves out with meditation. And you can also use some healing crystals, such as moonstone. I have a moonstone necklace that I wear quite often. The seventh chakra is the crown, and it's located just above the top of the head. Now, depending on who you are talking to or who you are reading, the color here can be a variety of things. Some people believe it's violet, some say it's gold, some say it's white, some say it's silver. So it really depends on which person you're reading. But the body parts that are ruled by the crown are the brain, the nervous system, the thymus gland, and the pituitary gland. And your lesson now is learning how to live in the present. This chakra puts you in touch with your own spirituality. It connects you to the divine, where you're going to discover your life purpose. And I think a lot of us kind of wonder, you know, why am I here? What is it I'm supposed to be doing? If this chakra is overly developed, you may be out of touch with reality, and you may not be taking care of your own body. There are some people that live in their heart, throat, third eye, and crown, and they really have some serious physical problems because they are not grounded. They're not in those lower three. If the crown chakra is underdeveloped, you could be depressed, and you may have almost total spiritual awareness. So health challenges here are going to be things like migraines, Alzheimer's disease, muscular diseases like MS, depression, or anxiety. And a way to keep this one balanced is actually using prayer work, using gratitude exercises every day. If you have a piece of amethyst, you can meditate holding the amethyst, connecting with the sun energy, being outside, you know, on sunny days, and just connecting with that energy. Using an affirmation such as, I am balanced between the heavens and the earth. So looking at the five chakras that are above the crown are a little less clear. They're not as... They haven't been researched as much. But the eighth chakra is slightly above the crown, and it's translucent or clear. And one of the stones that you can use is snowflake obsidian. I absolutely love that one. Clear quartz is good. Celestite is very good. Herkimer diamonds are great. So those are all stones that work with the eighth chakra. And it's at this point that we enter the realms of what are called transcending time and space. The ninth chakra is above the eighth, and it's said to be the seat of the soul. And here you're going to discover your soul's purpose. Again, moonstone works really well with this. That's why I wear it quite often. The tenth chakra works with earth energy. It can also help with bone disorders. And it's concerned with our physical well-being, and the color is purple. Stones that work here are things like amethyst, obviously, but also you can use aqua aura and turquoise to help connect to the 10th chakra. The 11th chakra is accessible through the hands and the feet, and shamans can use this chakra. It also allows those trained in the healing arts to connect with divine energy. And pink is the color here. I have worked with a quantum physicist who is also a healer, and I was told by him a number of years ago that pink is the color that is totally surrounding me. So that is my aura. And I'm going to give you a very brief story here, and that's probably how we're going to have to conclude today. But my husband is now deceased, but he was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2006. He had chemotherapy and radiation. They used a drug with him called tamoxifen, which is very common, for 6 years. It did metastasize later, though, and in January of 2014, they discovered a lymph node right behind his sternum that had become malignant. And they placed him on an extremely strong chemo drug. He had serious complications from this drug and entered a nursing home in 2014. And he was in and out of a nursing home until he died. But what I will tell you is that in 2014, he got what is called pericardial effusion. And what this means is that you have a pericardium around your heart, and he had fluid. He had 500 cc's of fluid crushing his heart, quite literally. And I arrived at ICU after his diagnosis, and they told me he had an hour and a half to live. And what I want to tell you is that we are all healers. We all have the ability to heal not only ourselves, but to heal others. And because I have had training in that area, I knew what to do. But I was literally told, in no uncertain terms by my guides, to place my hand, my right hand, on the top of his head and my left hand over his heart. And I didn't quite understand at the time what I was doing. I just knew I was being told to do it. Now, I believe that divine intervention interceded here and came through me, because it only took 30 seconds for his oxygen level to go from 78%, which prohibited surgery, to 98%. 30 seconds is all it took. The doctors came running down the hall because they didn't understand what had happened. And at that point, I was able to just stand there saying I was doing Reiki. They had no idea what Reiki even was. But they said, continue to do it, because now we can take the fluid off of his heart. So as the weeks and months go by with this show, one of my hopes is that I can share how to develop this healing ability that we all have. But we have to work on ourselves first. Now, next week, we're going to be looking at vibrational frequencies that we all have inside of us. I hope that you send your questions to synergyconnectionradio.com. Also, I want you to check out the services on your website for some amazing health connections. Boomers Forever Young is a company in St. Petersburg, and they have some of the best nutritional supplements on the market. And they can certainly help you begin to feel your best as you're learning to live your best life. Next week, we're also going to, along with talking about vibrational frequencies, I am going to give you a couple of things that you can do. There's a tapping exercise that will help you clear each of your chakras, at least the chakras 1 through 7. And I will explain how to do that and how to clear any type of stagnant energy from a home, an office, someplace that you are spending a lot of time. Because we can walk into a place and just feel that the energy there is not what it should be. So I hope everyone has a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And we will see you next week on the Synergy Connection Show. Thank you so much.